All right, I want you to turn. We're going to start in Philippians 1:11. So can you please turn there with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just going to read. Hallelujah. And he says, be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. You know, the Apostle Paul, as we know, he wrote all these letters in the New Testament. And he's always writing letters. And if you go to the beginning of this letter, to the greeting, he always starts with, to all the saints with Christ Jesus. And he always has a greeting. And he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let me share something with you, that the grace and the peace of God are part of the fruit of righteousness that you already have in the inside of you. Amen. So what we're sharing today is, I'm sharing with you gospel truth today. Because we are righteous. We are filled with the righteousness of God, which are by Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You got to understand that when the word tells you that we are the righteousness of God, and that when we are filled the fruit of righteousness, that it is the righteousness of God. We are in right standing with God. We are in a position that God already gave us through his son, Jesus Christ. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross and you were saved, you became righteous in Christ Jesus. The Lord placed a garment of righteousness over you. And today you are filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. God marvels at you because you are made in the image of his son, Jesus Christ. And in the same stand that Jesus had with the Father is the same stand that we have with the Father today. Amen. The righteousness of God was imputed in us at the moment of salvation. So when we read the letters of Paul, you gotta remember that. But Paul, the Lord sent Paul away, and the Lord gave him such a download of the truth and revelation of the gospel that while he went on his missions, and even in prison times, he began to write letters to the churches that he established. And these letters today help us as a church, as individuals, to be established in Jesus Christ, in his righteousness, to know without a shadow of doubt that we are filled with the righteousness of God, that we are in right standing with the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen.
See, you gotta know, you gotta be aware, when the Lord sealed you with the Holy Spirit, he gave you all types of gifts, all type of fruit. Amen. Just like Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patient. Well, guess what? Those are the fruit of righteousness as well. We have the peace of God. We have the joy of God. Amen. We have right standing with God. And the Lord is saying, receive and walk in the fulfillment of what I did at the cross. Receive and be filled with the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's no excuse why you're not walking in peace. Receive the righteousness of Christ. That means walk in it. Talk about it. Receive it. Declare it. and it shall be yours. We spoke last week. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock at his door constantly. Continue to knock. Eventually, it's going to open.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But you got to know that you know. You got to know the power that is in the inside of you. To live in peace is to live in Christ.
Yes.
Bottom line, to live in joy is to live in Jesus Christ. Bottom line, there's no ifs, buts about it. It's there. It's yours for you to receive. Look at what Galatians 2:20 says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2:20. It says, I have been crucified. This is Paul speaking. But we also have been crucified. Amen. Because the word says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen.
Amen.
This is what Paul is saying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The disciples had no idea. Just like us, they did, like we received the Lord, but at the time of us receiving salvation, we had no idea of this concept. We were babies in the Word. We had no idea what the Word was speaking. Especially, we would have read Galatians 2:20 when we were babes. We would have been, what does this mean? But we're not babes. Amen. We're mature in Jesus. Hallelujah. We've been serving the Lord. Amen. And God wants you to, he wants you to get this. Paul is saying, get this. Get this. We all have been crucified in Christ. So it is no longer I or you or myself who live, but Christ lives in me. Why? Because the old man died. The old man died. You have become a new creature in Christ. You are now a spiritual being living in a human body. Amen. The life that you and I live right now, we live in the flesh, but we live it by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. That means we have dominion over our flesh. We have dominion over our struggles, over sin. We have dominion over that. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. Hallelujah. So we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us. He gave himself totally for you and for me. Amen.
Amen.
And when Jesus was raised from the cross, there was a declaration that God made that in Christ we are righteous. We are the righteousness of God. And Paul is telling us that in God we are one with him. Do you understand that we are one with God? The Spirit of God lives in the inside of you. We are one with Christ. We are united with him. We are perfect like he is because the perfection of Christ lives in the inside of us. And if Christ is perfect, we're perfect in him. That's why the word says, be holy for I am holy, because in Christ, we are holy. That's how God sees us. And you got to start seeing yourself as perfect, as holy, as whole.
Amen.
Amen. Because the word says that we are complete in him. We are righteous. We have been sanctified. We have been made whole in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is such a revelation. Amen. Because God he continues to reveal and illuminate. When you read the word and you read it and you read it again, you get something different from that same passage. God is constantly revealing to his children what is going to be familiar with you, what is going to apply to your current situation. Amen. So when God says you're righteous, nothing else. It doesn't matter what you did last night. It doesn't matter what you did today. It doesn't matter what you do tomorrow. You are righteously standing in God because of the blood of Jesus that was paid at the cross. You are righteous in God's eyes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're righteous. Bottom line, no ifs, buts about it. You are the righteousness of God in Jesus. Amen. Now let's go to James 3:18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It says, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen. So God is peace with us. Peace. We have peace with God. And God is at peace with us. Amen. It's a fruit of righteousness. Peace is a fruit of righteousness. Amen. Let me tell you something. Just as an apple tree has fruits and bears fruit, we do also. We who are righteous, we have fruit. We are filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We are filled with the peace of God. We are filled with His love. We also bear fruit. Amen. The fruit of righteousness is peace, is quietness, is assurance, is love, joy, patience. Amen. That's the fruit of righteousness. It is yours to bask in. It is yours. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. A lot of people always go back to the Old Testament and they speak about the law of Moses and all that. But let me tell you, we have a much better covenant today because Amen. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
It is we're not under the law, we're under grace. Yes. We're not under works, we're under grace. Amen. It's not about you doing it yourself. It's about having it already done for you through Jesus Christ. He did it already. He paid the price for me and you. Amen. So that today we can live and live in abundance of joy, peace, love. Amen. Patience, assurance, confidence in Him, trusting Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not about performing so you can get the peace. It's not about working or striving for love. No, there is a peace between you and God, and you have been fully, completely, listen to me, you have been fully and completely qualified for this because you are in position and in right standing with Christ. The minute you receive the Lord as your Savior, the second you were saved, you became in a right standing position with God. Amen?
Amen.
You have to know this. Amen. If you don't have peace in your life, it's because you're not connecting the peace to God. Amen. It's because you have disconnected yourself from the vine. Remember the word says in John 5:5, you are the vine and we are the branches. Amen.
Yes.
Apart from me, you can do nothing. So if you're working towards peace, you ain't gonna get it because it's not about works. It's not about performance. It's not about striving for it. It has nothing to do with works. It has everything to do with the grace of God.
Amen.
It's a gift. Amen. You didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve it. The Apostle Paul didn't deserve it. But yet we need to know that we know that we know without a shadow of doubt that we have the peace of God. And that peace with God is peace with us. Amen.
Yes.
We have the love of God. We have the love of the Father. Amen. So you don't have to do anything to qualify for that grace that he so lovingly gifted to you. Did we deserve it? No way. When I look at my life, I didn't deserve anything that God has done for me. That's why I'm so grateful that I'm not where I was. I was heading straight to the pit of hell, really. I was heading straight 6 feet under. I was heading straight. My life was a mess. It was shambles. Amen? I was so unhappy.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what it is to have thoughts of suicide in my 20s? In my 30s? Yes, that was me. Amen? And this is why I'm so grateful to God that I am learning, and every day I'm learning something new. Because you know what? The minute you stop learning, you're going to die. Amen? Amen. But I'm so grateful to God that he took me out of that pit and brought me into his palace, his kingdom palace. Amen. Where I can enjoy, hallelujah, his companionship, where I can enjoy his peace, where I can enjoy his love, hallelujah, where I can enjoy his healing, where I can enjoy his assurance, his quietness, hallelujah, bask in his presence and be filled with the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Out of darkness into glorious light.
Let me tell you something. Anybody who envies me is crazy, because they have no idea what I've been through in my life. What I've gone through, what I've been going through, hallelujah, to get me where I am today. It is by the grace of God. Amen. It's not me. It's not man. This is by the grace of God that God brought you here. It is by the grace of God that you're here today. Amen. It's not by works. If it was by works, we wouldn't be here right now.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, God wants you to get a revelation today. A revelation.
Amen.
That you don't need to work for anything. That is already yours.
Yes.
Peace is yours. Joy is yours. Patience is yours. Confidence in Christ is yours. Standing righteously in front of God is yours. If anybody tells you, and I'm learning, church, I'm learning because God is just revealing things lately.
Amen.
But if you hear you must, you have to, you need to, that was the law. Mm. That's not grace. Mm. Under the new covenant, it's all through faith of Jesus. It's all through the faith of Jesus, because he is your qualification.
Yes.
His righteousness qualifies us to receive his peace. Anything that you hear, if it places you under any guilt, shame, or condemnation, it is not the gospel, not Paul's gospels, and it's not ours either. Amen. If you don't feel excited, it's not the gospel. Let me reveal that to you. If you're not excited for God, then you're not reading the right gospel.
Yes.
The word says, who the Son sets free,
it's free indeed.
It's free indeed.
Amen.
If you don't feel like a kite soaring in the air, it's not the gospel. If you don't feel like the eagle soaring over the clouds, it's not the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
I got to remind you, Paul wrote most of these letters. Paul, the Apostle Paul, received a download from God.
Yes.
And it is the same download from God that you and I can receive when we spend time with him. You see, it's about spending time with God. It's about allowing him to speak to you.
Amen.
So when you read Paul's letters, you're getting the true gospel of grace.
Amen.
And these letters, if you read, I would recommend you read the letters from Paul. Because you get to know who Paul is. And in these letters, it reveals how you are truly, you are holy, you are blameless, you are righteous, and he even calls you saint.
Friend.
Hallelujah.
Friend of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
This is revelation.
Amen.
That it doesn't matter what you do. The blood of Jesus covers it all. It covered it all. Did you sin last night? Did you sin this morning? Hello? Mm-hmm. In the eyes of God, mm-hmm. you're still righteous. Because it's not about guilt. It's not about shame. It's not about condemnation. And so quickly, when we do something that is not right, amen, that thought, that mind, amen, the enemy comes in like a flood. Oh, look what you did. And now you start feeling guilt. You start feeling shameful. You start feeling condemnation. But can I tell you that it's not from God? Because when he made you righteous, he made you righteous through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So you see, nothing can ever change that, because when the Lord God sees you, he sees his son.
Amen.
That's you are made in his image. Amen. Hallelujah. The same glory that the Lord carried and had is the same glory that is in the inside of you. That's why we are glory carriers.
Amen.
So not only did you study the life of Paul through these scriptures, not only did you receive his thinking, but you also get to see and know his theology, his doctrine. Amen. We have our own theology. We come up with our own theology. Of what our Christian life is, of what we believe and what we don't believe. We all have our own theology. Hopefully, it's the same that is aligned with the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. But honestly, you know, we know from translations, there are many Bibles that they don't translate correctly. Amen? That's why sometimes you got to do a little research. Amen? And they don't fully interpret the word correctly. But like I said, but through reading scriptures, through reading the letters of the Apostle Paul, you get to know Paul. You get to know his heart. And you're going to receive his filters. And in his word, he says, I am a son of the Most High God. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have all, and I'm filled with the fruit of righteousness. I have all the fruit of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So these filters, they're in the Word of God. Paul is saying, I am, I can, and I have. Amen?
Amen.
Not that you have to, not that you need to work for it. No. You are, you can. And you have. Amen. Because you are united with Jesus.
Amen.
You are a joint heir with him. And because of that, you are fully qualified by God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. This is good news. This is the good news of the gospel. Amen. If you came a little down today, if you came a little stressed, amen, this word should pump you up. You should get excited with this word. Amen. Because you are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Look, let's go to 1 Peter 2:24. Amen. You gotta allow, ask the Lord to just give you greater revelation of what you're hearing today. Amen. Greater revelation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 2:24. This is Peter speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 24, he says, who himself, the Lord Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Amen?
Amen.
So, the Lord Jesus, he died at the cross. He died, and he took all our sins with him. Amen? And the moment that you got saved, guess what? Your sins died with him. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ living in the inside of you. And if Christ took all and paid for your sins, they can no longer have dominion over you. Amen?
Amen.
You got to know that it is in his righteousness that's what we're talking about today, about the fruit that comes from righteousness. It is peace. It is love. It's a loving rest that even he gives us. Amen. You know how many times we need to rest. Well, there's no better place than to rest in him, to rest in his word. Amen. It's about receiving the true righteousness in Christ.
Amen.
And this is really important for you to walk in. We need to walk in his righteousness. Amen. We got to know that we know. And you got to say, I am the righteousness of God. I can do all things. Hallelujah. Because the Lord helps me. And I have what it takes to walk this walk.
Amen.
I've been fully equipped. I have everything that I need. If you have the Lord living in the inside of you, you have it all.
Amen.
So you got to declare, I am, I can, and I have. Because you do.
Amen.
You gotta acknowledge and know that you have received the abundance of grace. The Lord came from Moses. But today we have a better one. It is the grace through Jesus Christ. The word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Everlasting life. With who?
Yeah.
With God. Why? Because he gave us his grace. And he gave us his peace. Amen. It is his love that we first receive. And then righteousness. It is by the power of his love that we're able to receive the Son today. Hallelujah. And because
yes.
we receive the Son, we receive the fullness of him and his righteousness.
Hallelujah.
We receive the abundance of his love. And through the sacrifice of Jesus, you can now enjoy life and be recipients of his everlasting love and righteousness. We are recipients of his grace. It is a
Hallelujah.
Gift.
Hallelujah.
The dominion life we live today, we live it through the gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. God has empowered you to live it well in relationship with him. Because remember, apart from him, you can do nothing. But in relationship with Christ, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because he's the one that strengthens you. He's the one that imputed righteousness in you so that you can say, I am, I can, and I have.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We have dominion over finances. We have dominion over relationships. We have dominion over sickness and disease. That's what in 2:24 it says, by whose stripes you were healed. But it says that we might live for righteousness, because by his stripes you were healed.
Amen.
So you got to know, when you know that God loves you, when you know God has placed righteousness in you, that's all you need. Just know it. Believe, stand on it, because by his stripes you are healed.
Amen. Amen.
You got to know what you know. You got to know it and walk in it. Believe that God loves you, that God made you righteous, and that he provided healing for you over 2,000 years ago. But you got to know that now that you know the word of God, you got to walk knowing that you have dominion over sickness, dominion over disease. Amen. It's got to come out in the name of Jesus. You got to speak to your body. Sickness, come out in the name of Jesus. You don't have any right to be here. I am the righteousness of God, and God loves me. Amen.
Amen.
You have dominion. We're supposed to be living a dominated life through righteousness, because it's ours. It's a fruit of righteousness. Hallelujah. A fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a gift from God. Amen? Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It is a gift from God.
Yes.
And that's what the fruit of righteousness looks like. It is peace. It is love. It is joy. It is healing.
Amen.
It is salvation. Hallelujah. It is patience, kindness, meekness. They're all go together. Hallelujah. You have to know that what the fruit of righteousness looks like. So you can say to yourself, I am the righteousness of God. I can do it all because of Jesus. I have, hallelujah, dominion over my body, over my mind, over my situation, over my finances, hallelujah, over relationships, over anything that you can think of. You have dominion over it. Does it line up with the word? Then it's yours.
Amen.
Amen. Speak it out. Speak life. Like the song said, speak life. In the name of Jesus, speak life. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You got to speak life. And again, like I said, it's not about doing. It's not about working. It's not about striving for it. No, no, no. You know, speak the word of God.
Amen.
Have dominion over things. But you got to know that you can, you have, and you are.
Amen.
The righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that's what it looks like. Mm. Amen. So
Amen.
Church, be free. And walk in the fruit of God's Spirit and righteousness. Amen. Take dominion. Take dominion. Take your right standing position and use it well. Use it well according to the Lord's principle, according to his word. Use it well and you will see. Just watch and see how your life will turn. Amen.
Amen.
For the better, for the goodness of God.
Yes.
Amen. You're going to live a life free of chaos, confusion, doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. But stand. In all that you do, just stand. Amen. And I'm telling you right, I'm going to reveal this to you. Standing is a fruit of righteousness. Amen. Maybe we'll get to that next time. Amen. But walk in the freedom that the Lord already gave you. Walk in his grace and know that you are the righteousness of God, and nothing and no one can ever, ever take that away from you. Amen.
Amen.
You are blessed, church. You are blessed.
Amen. Amen.